This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news about local radio waves. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Mail reports that Claude F. Hatton, the 58-year-old photographer for the paper and a local musician, died suddenly on Saturday, July 19, 2014. The paper says he was born on November 1, 1955 in the Bronx and is the son of Paulette Hatton of Catskill and the late Claude Hatton. He lived in Round Top and worked for the Catskill Daily Mail for 30 years. He also played music with The Blitz, Wild Blue, Panda, Third Stone, Little Red Rooster, the Edison Timmerman Band, Defiant, and Cattywampus, White Hot and Blue Guns, Without a Trace, and Mostly Sane. Hatton graduated from Catskill High School and was once employed at the Carson City Resort in Catskill as a cowboy. Donations in Hatton's memory may be made to a scholarship for music and journalism to the Claude Hatton Scholarship Fund, P.O. Box 75, Climax, New York, 12042. Hatton performed several times on WGXC at the Caro Library Open Mics in the Caro Town Park and was last interviewed on air November 12, 2012 in the WGXC Catskill studio. You can read more about this in the Daily Mail. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill August 1st closing a privacy law loophole to ensure that people who have had their image broadcast without their consent will have a course of action under the law. Individuals will now be charged with unlawful surveillance in the second degree if they use a device to view, broadcast, or record another person engaged in sexual conduct without their consent, regardless of whether that other person's sexual parts were broadcast or not. Prior to this amendment, charges could only be brought against an individual if sexual parts were shown in the picture. The law passed both houses of the legislature as Senate Bill 1982C and Assembly Bill 2053C, respectively. New York State Senator David Carlucci, a sponsor of the bill, said, quote, "The internet should not be a tool to humiliate or exploit others. With the rapid advancement of new technology, we need a 21st century approach to our outdated surveillance laws. I want to thank Governor Cuomo for signing our unlawful surveillance bill into law today. This new law will deter individuals from using the internet as a vehicle to humiliate or exploit others." Today is Sunday, August 3rd, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 79 and a low around 60. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. on Monday, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81 and a low around 63. Tuesday, again, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 82. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.